Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. So today is your last day in Connecticut, then you're leaving for vacation?
Yes, today is a two-month pack day, so anybody who wants to come over and help me, I'd appreciate it.
Right. What do you pack when you're going away for 2 months?
Lots of shorts.
Lots of shorts. Right. I put shorts, swimsuits, shirts, long-sleeve shirts, because it's the Hamptons, so it gets a little chilly at night.
Right.
And then, of course, polo shirts and workout shoes and, today's the worst day of the
year. It's a lot.
Right.
Yeah. And then, of course, when I get there, everything is creased already, so I got to figure out what to do.
Right.
And the lady... It'll look like she's moving forever, right?
Oh, yeah. Suitcases. Monica does that. Monica will have twice as much as I have.
Right. Furniture. Yep.
Well, it depends on the mood. You know, you don't know what you want to wear yet.
That's the thing. You want options?
Yes.
Yeah. And then there's makeup.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't understand.
Hair dryers and all these gadgets. All kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that. I could wear the same shirt, you know. I'll wear it one day, wash it the next day, wear it the next day. I don't care. What do I care?
This washing you mentioned.
Especially when you're out in the Hamptons. It's like beach life.
Exactly.
Or you wear different colors depending on whether or not the sun is out.
Right. I could wear this. She's right. No. Ashley's right. I mean, I wear the same golf shirt, you know, three different colors, and I'm a happy guy.
Yeah.
That's all.
We go to Mohegan Sun for one night. Now she's gotten better. But the first time, you know, as a couple, we're leaving, it's like five bags.
Five?
Yeah. As we're checking in, the person looks over the desk and says, I only have you here for one night.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep, that's us.
Yes, exactly.
One night.
Right, right.
One night.
One night.
One night.
Well, when we went to L.A., we each take one bag, and she takes the big bag, and I take the moderate-sized bag for a five-day trip to L.A., but her big bag weighs 30 pounds more than my bag. You know how you lift it up and you put it on the thing and it weighs?
Yeah.
See, if you're over 50 pounds,
is there an anvil in here?
Money?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We usually have a 30-pound difference, and she weighs 80 pounds less than I do. And I don't understand how that happens.
Right.
You got to stuff all the pockets.
Yeah, you're like a size zero, and I'm a size 1,000. And I don't, you know, my clothes should weigh more than your clothes.
Jimmy Coplick's on, taking your calls. He's heading to the Hamptons, but you'll still be working, so we'll see you at various concerts throughout the summer.
Yes, I'll either ferry or drive back. Started going over which shows I'm covering, so my son has a few days off, but,
cool.
You know, he didn't need me at any shows, he said. I said, no, I need to be at some shows.
Yes.
So I'll be there.
Which shows do you think you need to be at? And why do you think you need to be at them? Just to...
Wants to see.
Well, if I know the artist, of course, I want to be there.
Yep.
So that will happen. We're doing a benefit for Governor Lamont at Steve Miller, so I'll be at Steve Miller. Of course, I know the Beach Boys, so I'll be at the Beach Boys. If a show is sold out, I like to go, so I'll be at Fish, I'll be at Morgan Wallen. And, you know, this is just July and August. So, you know, I'm choosing. The great thing is, because of my son, I can pick and choose now.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fabulous. So it's great.
Lynyrd Skynyrd on Saturday. The governor requested this show, and you booked them specifically for him. Will he be there?
Well, I'm laying in bed Monday morning in Los Angeles, and 6 o'clock my phone rings, and I go, oh, darn. And I didn't say darn. somebody doesn't realize I'm in L.A., and they think it's 9 o'clock in the morning. So I pick up the phone, and it's Governor Lamont's right hand, and she says to me, well, you going to be there Saturday night? And I'm trying to figure out first, what's Saturday night?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Yeah,
6 in the morning.
Still waking up here.
What day is today?
Yeah, hello.
And I go, oh, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I said, no, because I'm going out to the Hamptons on Friday, and I really don't want to turn around and drive 2.5 to 3 hours back on Saturday. So, no, I'm not going to be there. Oh, well, the governor thought you would be there. I said, no, I never promised. I said, but don't worry. He's the governor. He'll get everything he needs. Well, I got to check if he's going to be there now. And I haven't heard since, and today's Thursday. So.
Oh, no.
I'm going to hang out with
him. Feeling he might not be there.
Well, he wanted to hang out with Jimmy Coplick.
Yeah.
Well, one thing, the fans of Lynyrd Skynyrd have to thank the governor, because I would not have probably brought Lynyrd Skynyrd in this year if the governor didn't ask it for the last 3 years on your show.
Just they had a special song for you that they wrote just for you.
And we looked up and took a peek at their set list for Saturday. You know, assuming that they're going to play the same thing they've been playing as they tour around, and it's really spectacular.
It's good.
A really good playlist.
Yeah, they're one of those bands, I think, that play this generally the same set list every night. There are some bands that don't, but most artists do. Most artists do.
They have a lot of hits to choose from, and they are fan-friendly in that they play the songs the fans want to hear.
Yeah.
Well, I have a feeling if the governor was there, he'll say, please sing Sweet Home Connecticut.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Right, right, right.
After his him telling Billy Joel, why not Connecticut State of Mind instead of New York State of Mind? So.
Is that why Billy Joel had a serious face on in that picture? He's like, not smiling.
He's like, well, are you kidding me, really?
No, they got along fabulously. And it's always good to have the girls there. You know, Annie, his wife, and my girlfriend Monica were there. And it whenever you have a girl in a conversation, it softens everything up really
yes.
nicely. And the angry young man in all of us that comes out definitely tempers when our women are around.
Let's go to the phones here. Linda in Bridgeport.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for Jimmy. Well, first, a comment. Thank you for bringing the amp to Bridgeport. It's in my backyard. I love it. I go as often as I can. And it's a great asset to Bridgeport. So thank you.
Thank you. We needed something in Fairfield County.
I agree. My question is, by the way, thanks for the Earth, Wind, and Fire. Nile Rodgers. Would he ever come to the amphitheater? He's at least a part-time Westport resident.
He would. He could come to the amphitheater. I don't think he could sell enough tickets as Nile Rodgers. If Sheik got back together, that would be great. But or if he wanted to be
right.
on the opening act, we'd love to have Nile Rodgers. Yeah, no question
okay.
about it.
I just wanted to put that up.
Yep, we love homies. No question about it. We love homies.
Yep. Well, that was it for today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Linda. John on the road.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Jimmy. I thought I heard one day on the show that you booked the Carrier Dome and run that location. Is that true?
The what location?
Carrier Dome.
Yes, I do shows at the Carrier Dome.
Have you always done that since the start?
Well, I don't do all.
I used to be in charge of the dressing room there as a student.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, really? Oh, no. Well, I've done a lot of shows there, yes, but there are other promoters that do shows there, too. It's not our only building. I did Zach Brown there, Luke Bryan there, Billy Joel. So.
Yeah,
you know.
Those are all after my time, unfortunately, Jimmy. I was there with the opening of the Carrier Dome.
Oh.
Back I don't know if anybody knows this, but I tried to get in for trivia. Who was the first rock act to play the Carrier Dome?
I don't even know that answer.
The first rock
Stones?
Act.
No, that was after. And I missed that one because I wanted to go home for Thanksgiving.
What's the answer?
What was it?
Santana.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Gotcha.
All right, John, thanks for checking in.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Mark and Karen from Seymour.
Good morning, all.
Morning.
Jimmy, thank you very much for what you and your staff do over there in Bridgeport.
Thank you.
Two quick questions. Neil Young, would you be able to get him if he's still going out there? That, and are there going to be any more country and Western rock coming?
Country and
to
Western?
The amphitheater.
Country well, and Western?
I believe Neil Young will tour next
rock.
Year.
Country right. rock. Okay.
Country.
Yep.
Yeah. No. I think Neil Young will tour next year. I did speak to his agent yesterday about it. And I hope for Bridgeport.
Wow.
That would be nice and small. So we're going to see if that happens. Otherwise, it'll probably be at Xfinity or Mohegan
yeah.
Sun. We'll see which one. I think he wants to play outdoors next summer. He is a little COVID freaky, which I understand. So I think he's going to prefer outdoors over indoors.
As
far as country music, we're pretty well done booking the summer. So I think that's going to be about it for this summer on country music.
All right. Well, I want to let you know one group that you brought in last year. I was doing security there. Blackberry Smoke, if no one's ever seen them, what a great group that is. I just wanted to mention
yeah,
that.
We saw them.
Blackberry Smoke.
Yeah, they were.
Yep.
I totally agree. I think if they came back, we'd try for Toads or Oakdale.
That would be great. Thank you very much. And you have everyone have a safe weekend.
You too, man.
Be careful out there.
You too as well.
Thank you,
Mark.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
I didn't mean that. Give him any crap about country and western, but
no, it's just that you want to make sure you heard it properly.
We play two kinds of music here: country and western.
Make a mean pepper steak.
Country's cool.
I honestly don't think country and western exists anymore.
No, yeah. It's just country,
right? It's the Blues Brothers.
Just country, exactly.
Right.
It's just country.
So, what was the difference between country and western?
I think the sound was different. I think when you
different
think of
twang.
Buck Owens, yeah,
right.
The twang, exactly.
Different
the
twangs
and things like that.
It's a twang thing.
When rock hit country, and rock did hit country, it changed it all the way around. And, you know, that's when Skinner came around and Tucker and bands like that.
Outlaws.
Outlaws became country rock. And then even guys like Luke Bryan, who grew up on Skinner and those sort of bands, they rock now. They're, you know, you go see the country acts. There's a lot of rock and roll in country.
Yeah. Garth Brooks did a lot for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I can see that,
His favorite group is Kiss when he was growing up.
Yep.
That's wild.
Remember that? Didn't he, like, dress up as Kiss one time on stage?
Did he?
I think he did.
Yeah, he loves Kiss.
Yeah.
Tom in Windsor Locks.
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. I got a market-type question for you.
Uh-oh.
Seems like a lot of the classic rock shows that go to Great Woods and the SPAC seem to skip the Meadows and Hartford in favor of venues like Bridgeport. Is there a reason you don't like Hartford anymore?
Besides the long ride home, no.
From a Hartfordite, the long ride to and from Bridgeport is a challenge.
It's your turn.
How do you think we felt?
Yeah, now it's your turn.
No, you know, it's a really good question, and... you know, the problem is, in all honesty, and it will probably get a little boring, so I'll keep it very short, is that to do concerts in Hartford are very expensive. The number of police that are required, the number of firemen, everything, it's a big venue. And when you come down to Bridgeport, the city of Bridgeport pays for police. So we're able to afford to bring big shows into Bridgeport that we normally would have possibly put into Hartford, but the acts like Bridgeport because it's such a small, beautiful venue. So they say, hey, if you can pay us the same money, go to Bridgeport, we go to Bridgeport. I think you'll continue to see 40 shows in Bridgeport we have this year, and 20 shows in Hartford will be the normal.
Will we get anything in Hartford that's not country and or western?
Pepper and or steak.
Well, we have fish. We have Dead and Company. You know, we have
yes,
some
those two
there.
I'm going to looking forward to.
Good but for you.
That's
good.
Other than the Dead and fish and I went to Kiss. That's kind of it this year up in Hartford.
Yeah, no, it's a very country season in Hartford. There's no doubt. It's very country next year.
There's no better place to see a country show, though.
Yeah.
There's really not.
That's a really great place.
I've been there several times. It's phenomenal.
And the best show I ever saw at the Meadows was about 25 years ago, Jay Giles Band. Any chance of getting them back together?
1999. Well, I'll never forget that because I helped put them back together. And I got a Saturday night as a thank you from Peter. And I drew only 4,000 tickets in a 25,000 seat venue. And I'm sitting there and I said, I wonder how this happened. I was dying to see Jay Giles again. And I said to myself, I was doing my show at Lappy back then. And now this was almost 25 years ago.
Okay.
And I said to myself, I just realized that very few people call up and ask, is Jay Giles' band getting back together? And I said, you know what? It was in my own mind that I wanted to get them back together because I love them so much.
Yeah.
But there were only about 4,000 people.
Show.
It was great. Only 4,000 people care.
Just blame Lappy.
Yeah,
I love that.
Like,
Jimmy knows
like
these numbers by heart.
On a Sunday afternoon, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome.
Oh, I remember the shows I lose money on, that's for sure.
23 years ago.
Well, 23 years.
If you ever want to lose money again, I'd be all for that one.
Well, now Peter comes and visits, which is nice.
Much better.
Yeah. That's cool. Tom, thank you. Great call.
My pleasure. Thanks a bunch. Take care.
Thank you.
So, yeah, we have four venues five that you book here in Connecticut, right? The Bridgeport Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford, Xfinity in Hartford, Toad's Place, New Haven. Did I mention Toyota Oakdale?
Yes, Mohegan Sun's the fifth.
Mohegan Sun, yes.
Right.
I was just there Saturday for Lionel Richie.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I watched so many videos on Facebook. It must have been amazing. It sounded great.
Unbelievable performer. I put him right up there with Billy Joel and Paul McCartney in terms of the entertainment level.
Performance, yeah.
Performance, plays the hits, plays them well,
right.
Loves the audience, interacts.
Makes you feel
he makes a 9,000-seat place feel like it's a 500-seat place. Really unbelievable. Off the charts, great.
And I saw your picture in the audience on Facebook. I'm surprised you didn't play the part, and I saw it on Facebook, where you went into jump. On Dancing on the Ceiling, he went into jump.
Oh, wow.
He played a little riff of jump.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
And I know who your favorite band is, Chaz. And I said, okay, Chaz is there. Did he say to Lionel Richie, I'm a giant fan of Van Halen? He stuck a little bit of jump into Dancing on the Ceiling.
Yeah, that's a good line, Liz. He sensed it in the audience.
Best singing, by the way, was me and Tom Cantone.
Right, he's trying to stop a horse, apparently.
Now you know why Tom is backstage and not on stage.
Tom is the best greeter of anybody. He makes Mohegan Sun warmer than it already is.
He's awesome.
He really is a very special person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got here from the text. Nickelback in Connecticut?
Next year, Xfinity.
Wowie.
Okay, that was quick.
Yep, we already have the date.
Nice.
Can we know the date or not?
We could know the date if I could find it fast enough. We could know the date, but
I don't want to get you in trouble before you go on vacation.
Exactly right, yeah.
Oh, I don't think Nickelback would mind. It looks like it's going to be in sometime in June.
Cool.
Okay. Nickelback in June in Hartford.
Nice.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Listen, look at this photograph. Every time I do it, it makes me laugh.
What the hell is on Joey's head?
Let's see. Donna, Tom Kiefer, ?
You know what? I wish he'd get back with Cinderella, to tell you the truth. But right now, no plans for it.
Let's see. What is this? Can Jimmy put porta potties in the parking lot at the Amp?
But personally?
Which Amp?
Yeah.
Hartford or Bridgeport?
The amphitheater, I believe, in Bridgeport.
You know what? That's a good idea. I'll see if we can do that. That's a good idea. I like that idea.
Really?
You know, there's very little drinking in the Amp in Bridgeport for some reason. Tailgating doesn't really exist up there like it exists in Hartford. Don't know why. We're sort of happy about that. It's much easier to clean up afterwards.
Right.
I think if I saw putting porta potties in, it might change the whole feeling out there.
Okay.
You know, you and Howard built such a beautiful place inside. I think it's, you know, you're almost tailgating if you get in the building early and you can get food and everything's right there.
Before the show, same thing, really.
Oh, yeah. There's no amphitheater in America where you can buy steak sandwiches, you can buy lobster rolls,
nice.
You can buy Pepe's, there's just no amphitheater in the country like what we do. Howard really put it together, the food there. It's just nothing like it.
Well, my stomach just growled, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Andre and Derby.
Hey, what's up, Jimmy? So Gene Simmons just announced that they're adding 100 more dates to the tour. Any chance of a Connecticut return?
Oh, I was on it yesterday when I read that, too. I read it in Blabbermouth yesterday. I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that in Blabbermouth, and I went, okay. So I called the agent, and I asked for Bridgeport. We'll see what happens, because they don't really want to play the same buildings again because they feel it's their last tour, and they don't want to look like they're doing what they're doing, which is extending it. Here I'm in trouble again. Here we go. I probably lost Bridgeport right now.
We're retired this time, yeah.
You know, but, you know, the line I use is, okay, it's a last tour, I get it, but we're putting them in different markets and different buildings, so I'm going to push real hard for Bridgeport. When I saw that yesterday, I made a call right to the agent.
That's
okay,
great.
Any idea, like, when that would be? Would it be in, like, spring, or?
It would be May or June.
Nice.
Because I think they're planning on really ending the tour in July.
Awesome. All right, thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you, Andre.
They should call it the We Forgot We Played Here Already tour.
I'm going to run through some of these. I won't put them on the air because we're coming up on the clock here.
Okie dokie.
Todd and Bethany Mammoth Van Halen.
Well, we just had him in Toads in March, sold out. Not aware of any touring plans at the moment, but I think it's time to move him up from Toads to Oakdale.
Cool.
Cindy Westhaven, Joan Jett, or Ann Wilson?
No plans for either one right now.
Joan Jett touring with Poison, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue.
Yes, yes, for this summer. Right.
John Strafford wants to know about Scorpions or Arctic Monkey. Monkeys.
I think the Scorpions are playing in September at Foxwoods. Not my show, so double check their website.
Okay.
Mark and Stratford, Dropkick Murphys.
No plans for this summer right now.
Tony, the tire guy, parking in Bridgeport. Will garage be like it was for Hagar?
Free.
Yes.
Free.
Oh, okay.
It's free. Yes, it will be.
Folks have been asking about COVID tests and cards and things of that nature for Leonard Skinner.
I laugh only because it's Leonard Skinner. They probably are, you know, they probably don't believe there's COVID.
Okay.
So, no, we don't do any COVID tests or cards at any of our concerts.
Cool.
Gotcha. And then
we've learned to live with it.
Gotcha.
Killers.
Killers. Love the Killers personally. Love to bring them in. Fingers crossed for an October date at Mohegan Sun.
Oh, wow.
Is there anything on this day in Copley concert history we'd like to talk about?
Well, you know, being a Dead fan that I am, 1974 up in Springfield was nice, which is what, 36, 26, and that's 48 years ago. My gosh.
Damn. I was 10.
Still around.
I was 12.
And Dead and Company will be back next week in Hartford.
It's unbelievable. What a run.
I was not alive.
Okay, bragger.
Life was good.
I was out of college already. You weren't even alive. Oh, my goodness.
Jimmy, have a great time in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And we're off next week, so we won't talk to you next Thursday, but we'll try to get you on the phone the Thursday after that, if that's okay.
Sure, of course. And I'm off next week. Hallelujah.
Smooth.
Yay. Okay.
Yay.
All right, Jimmy.
Great,
thank
guys.
You.
Have a good week off.
You too.
Right, thank you.